flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On site at Radio Row in New Orleans, Grant and Danny live on the Fan all over D.C., 106.7, the flagship in the DMV. Now in Richmond, AM 910, FM 105.1 for the next 3 hours as well. However you're listening, over the air, on the radio, or on the Odyssey app, if you're watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, we appreciate that. The show's brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murrah. They will help get you squared away for all of the important stuff that's sometimes difficult to think about, maybe you don't want to do, but it is time. If you are a grown-up, you got kids, start taking care of the tough stuff, and they will do that paperwork for you. Check them out, kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. If you need to protect your family's assets or schedule a consultation with them, real estate transactions, probate administration, they do it all. Danny's back in studio. I'm out here in New Orleans, and I'm happy right now to tell you that Solomon Wilcox is joining us, one of my favorite NFL broadcasters, who is with Sumer Sports. And I've been watching you for years, calling games, always enjoyed the way that you break the game down. I'm curious just to start, do you think the Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl, 5 out of 6, and being in the AFC title game 7 years in a row, is that good for football?
I think it's good. I think it's good for whenever you have someone who's great or something that's great. I think what we tend to do is not enjoy the greatness and because we kind of we prefer that. You know, there's some kind of trade-off that okay, you had your turn, oh, now it's somebody else's turn to do it. But I think we need to understand that this is a highly competitive league. That's why we have this kind of parity, right? If you see the first 4 weeks or first 8 weeks of the season, all those teams are even. And then as soon as they get to late November, you start to see the separation. You start to see the guys who are really good. And what really separates them, obviously you got to stay healthy, but it's an intensity, it's a focus factor. It's like what we call that mom, in the NBA you hear it as Mamba mentality. Michael Jordan had it, Kobe had it. Remember the early days of Tiger Woods when he was dominated? When he was dominating, was that bad for golf? I mean, I'm looking around at the table. Y'all, I want to see some heads. If you didn't think it was, when he was dominating, was that bad for golf?
I would say no.
No.
No. But now that no one's dominating, maybe Scottie Scheffler or whatever, but now nobody's dominating, it's not getting near the ratings. There is no one to fixate on. What we need to understand is when we're selling a game, because we are, that winner, that consistent guy on top of the mountain was Tom Brady for 20 years. You got to understand, champions don't care if you love them or hate them, long as you come see the show. You ain't leaving. You're not turning your head. Muhammad Ali was that guy. Muhammad Ali, that's why he became great. He was greatness. And guess what? He lost some fights, right? But he come back and win it 3 times. Most people came to see his fights to see him lose, man, because he was a trash-talking dude. But that's what really selling the sport is all about. So first of all, you don't have to be happy that the Chiefs are about to win 3 in a row if they do it. You're not turning away from it, though. You're not turning the TV set off. You are going to watch. That's all that matters here. It's like people, so many of you guys, especially your generation, you want to be liked so much.
True.
Guess what, man? There are also great movies where the protagonist was a villain. In fact, some of your greatest movies, The Godfathers, they were all bad people. They're not good people. They're Godfathers.
They're monsters.
They
yeah.
made 3 of them. There's a trilogy of them. They don't mind being bad. They were the bad. But guess what? That movie sold out, took home all kind of Oscars. Al Pacino's famous for it, right? He was a bad guy. He wasn't a good guy. He was a bad guy. Didn't care. Went all the way to the bank. He's selling a movie. So that's what we're doing here. We're selling sports. We're selling the NFL. And last I checked, they're doing well at it.
Yeah.
They're doing just fine. Here's what's amazing
that?
To me.
Who's I'm listening
that,
to?
That's so like, the voice back in from voice from God back in studio.
It is.
That's right. Too handsome for New Orleans. This has been remarkable to me. I think this has kind of gone under-talked about, Solomon. I want your take on it. Their point differential this year, talking about Kansas City, was 59 points. That was when they went 15-2. Basically, average margin of victory is just basically less than a field goal almost for each of these games. It's a worse point differential than an Alex Smith 9-7 team back from 2014. I mean, you look at some of the dominant teams they've had, didn't have this kind of record. I don't think this is getting kind of enough run or appreciated enough how good a coaching job this is, how this is a totally different identity than they were just a handful of years ago with this prolific offense scoring 500 points. They're totally different now, and they're as good as they've ever been.
Yeah, the margins are thin for this Chiefs team. And I think a lot of people, their takeaway is that this team's not as good as it was last year, or maybe they're not that great. But let's dissect it. Let's peel the onion a little bit. Early in training camp, Hollywood Brown never even made it out the blocks. He's hurt. He's injured. And we thought he was going to be gone for the year. And then you lose the bet, who at the time was the best receiver in the league. When Rashee Rice went down, he was the league leader, right, in receptions, I think also in receiving yards. But he was having a phenomenal season. And so now he goes down. And now you have to rely on a rookie? Well, your rookie's not going to be your lead receiver for the entire season. So now they got to go to the streets, right? they got to try to get some guys. And they end up getting DeAndre Hopkins. You end up getting Juju Smith-Schuster. He comes. He gets hurt. He comes back. And then they lose Isaiah Pacheco, remember, in that early month of September. He gets hurt, I think, against Cincinnati Bengals, right? They had to go on the street, had to get another guy, Kareem Hunt, bring back Kareem Hunt, who once led the league in rushing, by the way, in 2017 as a rookie. My point is they were getting by on spare parts. These aren't the parts that they had really planned to be their leading actors or leading productive players at those positions. All they did is just patch it together. And just kept winning. That's why they were just winning by the skin of their teeth. But at the end of the day, this is what good coaching does. This is what good quarterback play. As long as you're not turning it over. There was a stretch where Mahomes was turning it over, and they were still winning. But now I think they've hit their stride. I think they finally kind of got some balance and playing comprehensive football, and they've got some people back. You know, when you get Hollywood Brown back, he's able to play well. So I think that really does help the offense. I think it gives them great continuity going into the Super Bowl game.
Solomon Wilcots is with us here on Grant and Danny. You have long been one of the guys from your generation of players who did buy into analytics.
Yeah.
And some of the information and data that we now have that maybe wasn't even available to you as a player the way that it is now, obviously. I bring this up because you worked at PFF. You're now working with Sumer Sports. One of the things that's really important in growing the game in that way is the conduits who could take the information and say, hey, guys, this isn't as scary as you think it is. Like, where are we with players buying into the data? And maybe in football it's more important from a coaching and a front office standpoint. We just saw Dan Quinn go for almost 50 fourth downs this year.
There
the playoffs, go. Washington
there
was four or five times a game they were going for fourth downs.
That's right.
They missed three all year. It was one of the biggest reasons they made the NFC
Dan
title.
Dan Campbell's a former player, right? He's all in, man. That dude, he's 10 toes down on going for it on fourth down, right? Here's what I've been trying to get our coaches to understand, former players. I said, look, I worked in a management training program. I worked as an underwriter. We learned to use data analytics in the insurance industry. They've been doing it probably longer than anyone else. And here is why I can tell you this. Do you notice you pay different price for insurance? I pay different price, everyone. And nobody argues. Nobody seems to have a problem with, well, why is his insurance cheaper than mine? But you know why? Because they're using analytical data to tell you the probability of how you might wreck that Porsche 911, right? And that's going to be based on certain metrics, including the car you drive. If you have the same metrics, but the other guy drives a van, a minivan, well, he's going to pay less on his insurance. Not because the car is less expensive, but because the car leads to you driving more safely, You see what I'm saying? You drive a minivan much more safer than you do a sports car when you kind of going on two wheels when you're turning the corner. So analytics is a tool that measures probability, predictability. We're saying that it can see around corners because it can. If you do certain things, what's the best predictor of future behavior? Past behavior. So what we do is we take the past behavior, we analyze it, we put numbers to it, right? We put it in a machine, we can do calculations and formula. It spits out the probabilities, right? And that we go with those numbers. Now, it's just a tool. You don't have to live up by that, right? We do know, like in baseball, in order to drive in a lot of runs, you got to get a lot of at-bats. You ain't driving in a lot of runs, you don't get a lot of at-bats. So we start talking about, on-base percentage, but you have to get in the batter's box. And then once you get in the batter's box, let's just get a bunch of people on base. We get a lot of people on base, we're going to score a lot of runs. So that's just one example of how analytics works in predicting future behavior, in this case, successful outcomes.
I'm going to use the car insurance model. I love that.
Yeah.
Solomon Wilcott's here on G&D, made possible by Macy. Tell us about what you're discussing on Radio Row today.
Well, I'm representing, Vericel, and they have a wonderful, wonderful product that's called Macy. And Macy is a really just an autologous science where the doctors will use your cells to grow tissue. So basically, this is a treatment to repair cartilage damage. And what they do arthroscopically, they go in and they take a piece of your healthy cartilage, the healthy tissue, they grow it in a laboratory, and then they bring it back, and they arthroscopically go back in, and they put it back in. It adheres to the healthy tissue as well as to the bones. It keeps you from deteriorating where you no longer have any cartilage at all. And now you're bone on bone. And then after that, you're going to need a total knee replacement surgery. So this totally reverses the deterioration of your cartilage, and it gives you that vitality so that as long as you're a basketball player, you're a pickleball player, you just play golf, but you won't find yourself getting 60 years old and now you're needing joint replacement surgery in the knee. Go to the website Macy.com, M-A-C-I.com, to find out more about it or either find a doctor in your area.
And you play pickleball?
I don't play pickleball because I want to stay off the operating table.
That voice you were hearing back in studio?
Yeah.
He's a pickleball fiend, that guy.
Yeah. Hey, look, I know a lot of people are playing it, but I know a lot of doctors who are rubbing their hands together saying,
"You're 100% right.
This has been good for business."
I actually talked to one, Solomon, not too long ago, who just goes, "Listen, it's not an if, it's when. You're going to come see me." Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, I was told that by my doctor. Said, if you keep playing basketball, you're going to tear your Achilles tendon. Sure enough, man, I tore my Achilles tendon. And then when he did it, he said, "Now, if you go back and play, you're going to tear the other one." I never played again. I told Coach K that story. He said, "The hoop dream dies hard." But we all had a story. I remember I was sitting at a table because I used to cover college basketball. And we all told our story of when basketball ended for us, how the hoop dream died. He said he was up in the field house playing with a group of – he was still a young coach at Duke. He was playing with some of the kids, pick up basketball. Some kid caught an elbow, knocked his two front teeth out. Can you imagine you're a kid, you knock out Coach K's teeth? So he said – he was like, I had enough of this. I'm not – he was a great player. He played at West Point. Mm-hmm. Played for Bobby Knight when he was at West Point. So he had a love for the game. It goes beyond coaching. But as a player, just like most of us, basketball is one of those hard sports to give up. Now, I'm sure pickleball allows you at an advanced state to go back out there and feel that energy again, to feel athletic again. But I'm here to tell you, you're not.
Correct.
Before we let you go, who do you got Sunday?
Look,
what do you think?
I think the Eagles they're going to be hard to beat, man.
They're really good.
They're good.
Just saw them in the NFC title game in person. Yeah, obviously, with Washington being up in Philly.
Saquon Barkley is a difference maker. I think he could be the difference between this time and the last time they play. I will tell you this, though. So if I had to put money on it, I'm not betting against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I'm just not. Just not. And I said this the last time, 2 years ago. I thought the Eagles should win the game, but I think Philly's going to win it because good coaching matters. And then the quarterback that doesn't flinch when it's on the line. This guy's won 17 straight games in games that were decided by one score or less. That tells you when the games get tighter, he gets better.
Staggering.
Yeah, man. You look, if you're going to beat him, you better keep him on the sideline standing next to Andy Reid. I'll tell you where – I'm going to tell you this, and I'll let you guys go. Here's why the Bills can't beat the Chiefs. It's not because they're not good enough. They are. Josh Allen is good enough. His numbers are mirror image of what Pat Mahomes' numbers are. And this is on Sean McDermott, who I like a lot. You got to manage clock while scoring. You got to. This is analytical stuff, too. Go look at it. When you score, you better not leave even a full minute on that clock. So you're not just playing against Pat Mahomes. You're not just playing against Andy Reid. You're playing against Andy Reid. You're playing against Pat Mahomes. And you're playing against that clock. Because if you leave him time when you score and he has the ball last, bruh, you're getting beat.
But here's the scary part.
You're not winning.
How much time's too much? Because the Bills at one point gave him 13 seconds.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And it still was too much.
Zero. 1 second.
You've got to have the ball last.
You've got to have that ball last, man. I'm just here to tell you. The best way to beat him is to keep him standing on that sideline next to Andy Reid. Last I checked, he can't score from over there. We got you, man. I'm telling you now. That's what happens every single time. They give him the ball back. The Cincinnati Bengals had a stretch in 2022 and 2021, 2022. They beat them 3 out of 4 games. And I watched how Zach Taylor managed those games at the end. I watched how Joe Burrow, four minutes left, they're on the plus 40. That means they're across the 50. And the fans are starting to boo because they're not trying
they're
to
taking
score.
Their time, yeah.
They're not we're trying to score. We're just not trying to score right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that's hard to do against a really good Steve Spagnuolo defense. What? See, these teams get afraid to get into third down because, we don't get third down now, we're not going to win. Yeah, hey, look, man, even if you score now, you're not going to win. How about that? That's a novel thought. Am I right?
Yeah.
People think that, if you score 2 minutes left, we won.
You did not.
No, you didn't. All you did was create a little more drama. Thank you for that.
But they're inevitable.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over, bro. You just gave him the ball.
It's going to be a blast of a weekend. Enjoy the week. We always love chatting with you.
Love talking
Thanks
to
for
you guys,
on.
Too.
Solomon,
Smart group. You guys are talent. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, sir.
Okay?
Solomon Wilcott's with us here live from New Orleans. Always great to catch up with him. You're listening to Grant and Danny. Let's do this next. I want to localize the convo for the Commanders fans back home, back to D.C. I want to talk about Josh Harris leaving open the possibility of a stadium being built somewhere other than D.C. in his press conference yesterday. We'll get to that next on The Fan.